Hi there, this is Scarlett, and you are on thescarletmistress.com. And it's a special day because as I was thinking about what to write, I thought maybe I'll share something a bit more personal with you, right? You know, they say life is in the small moments. It's in the in-between, right? And I really believe that. Oftentimes when I have a fantasy, it's not actually about being a lifestyle femdom, a dominatrix, or even about sex at all. Sometimes it's just about connection. His fingertip was barely moving. I watched him intently. His fingertip just explored the area of my right hip. He was lying on his side with my ass pressed right up against his chest and his head just rested along my waist. We'd been in bed for hours, but it felt like days. We weren't recovering from a vigorous sex romp, just enjoying each other. Intimacy, touch, closeness, trust. His fingertips slid about half an inch further down, and then to the right half an inch, then up a quarter of an inch, and then back. He leaned forward and placed one kiss at the juncture of my hip and my waist, using his strong hand to turn me onto my back. His fingertips found that place again, there on my hip. His eyes soft. Focused, fingertip moving again, down a bit, up a bit. Again, one lazy kiss in one soft spot. He looked up at me then, his dark brown eyes connecting with mine. He smiled, that smile that melted me. He shook his head side to side and sighed. I asked, "What is it?" And he said, "It's time to update the freckle journal. There's a new one." I hope you enjoyed my fantasy. It may have been a memory, but who knows anymore. Do you want to explore my body? Maybe try a foot worship session? Why don't we schedule some pillow talk soon? You know how to get a hold of me. This is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com.